Take a few moments to sit comfortably, ideally with your back straight and with your soles of your feet on the floor, as we begin now with 3 minutes of focusing on our breath. So we breathe in. Breathe. Keep this flowing. If you need to just pause for a moment, that's okay. We're looking to do this for 3 minutes, breathing in and breathing out, and no space in between the in-breath and out-breath, as we right now start to fill ourselves up with oxygen, spreading oxygen to every cell of our body. That's 1 minute. If you want to take a pause, take a pause for a moment. Feel alive. Become aware of what it's like to be more oxygenated. Oxygen is the fountain of your life, of your existence. And if you want to start again, let's start again. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Just the constant flow of oxygen, spreading it to every cell of your body, from your nose to your toes, from your toes to your hands, and from your hands to your heart and to your head, and all through your body, as you continue to allow oxygen to flow. That's 2 minutes. Let's go for another minute. If you want to take a rest for a moment, that's fine. Are you ready? Let's go again. Breathe in. That's perfect. Keep going. Another 30 seconds. Allowing yourself to feel great, to feel yourself alive, to be in the present moment. Beautiful. Just another 20 seconds, focusing on your breath. If your mind wanders, it's fine. Just bring it back. Another 10 seconds. Amazing. You are incredible. That's 3 minutes. Now, take a moment to think about three different things, different moments in your life where you felt gratitude. Picture one of those things right now. See it. Hear it. Feel it. Remember what you saw, what you heard, what you felt. And imagine right now stepping back into that moment. That's it. Feel the grateful flow coming from your heart into your head, right through your body. Relive it. Gratitude is so powerful. And you can take that memory and just bring it to life. As we move on to the second thing in your life that you're grateful for, it could be a person, it could be an experience that you had where you felt so grateful, so much love. Love is the supreme emotion, and we experience love when we feel gratitude. See what you saw, hear what you heard back then. Feel what you feel when you think of this experience or this person. Emotionalize that right now in every cell of your body. Feel that gratitude flow, filling yourself up right now. bring the memory or the person to life better than ever. As we now move on to the third experience or person that you feel, or people that you feel so much gratitude for. See it, hear it, feel it, turn it up, emotionalize it, be inspired, take control of your mind, your body, your emotions. Feel that power, that energy flow. And allow your nervous system to get fired up and feel that flow and wear that smile as you train your mind like you've never have done before. And right now, as you take those three things, those three moments, those three people, whatever it is for you, and put it all together, and feel that connection between your brain and your heart. Allow yourself to feel more gratitude than you felt before. Give that gratitude a color and send that color to every part of your body as you fill yourself up. And you take that feeling and you double that feeling and you triple that feeling and you quadruple the feeling to the point where gratitude is coming out of your body, in front of you, behind you, above you, beneath you, everywhere, and send that gratitude off to people who need it. People you love, people you care, people you meet every day, people all over the world, as you beam gratitude out into the world. The attitude of gratitude is one of the biggest things which makes the biggest difference to the world. That's right. And now, let's think of three things in your life that you want to have happen. Things that you're working on. Pick one of them. And see it in the future. It doesn't matter how clear that is, it's just an idea. But what brings an idea to life is your ability to smile, to feel grateful, and to see that thing having been done with clarity, with a sense of faith. What is faith? It's your ability to see what it is that you want to have happen, even before it's done, and feel that dynamic tension of being drawn towards the thing that you want to have happen in your life. Feel it, be it, become it. As you right now focus on the next thing in your life that you want to finish or complete, and see it as if it's already been done. As Einstein said, reality doesn't exist in the outside world. Reality exists inside your own head. And the people who achieve things are the ones who have the foresight, like you have now, to see what it is that you're working on, having been completed. You owning that thing. That's it. See it, hear it, feel it. Emotionalize the fact that you have already achieved what it is that you're working on. Give it more life. Give it more substance. Give it more meaning. Become one of the 2% of people around the world that uses their imagination, the workshop that we have inside our minds and body, the gift of creation. And now think of the third thing. Or maybe it's one of the first two, you're just going to do it again. It really is up to you. Something that you want to see done, finished, completed. Be grateful for the fact that you now are able to see this, feel it, and step into it like it's already been done. You have this ability. You're doing it right now. Feel the feeling of completion. Your ability to take an idea, take the feeling like it's already been done, and just get on and make it happen. It's all about action. Emotionalize it. Feel that tension that is a positive tension that draws you towards where it is that you want to go. You are amazing. You are awesome. Well done. Take a few minutes once again to focus on your breath as we bring this little training, because this is what this is. This is my 365-ing. This is you working on being the very best that you can be. We have this old brain, an incredible body with a heart. And for us to make our brains and hearts work together much more effectively, we have to train ourselves to thrive. This is 10 minutes of your time, your valuable time. You make a difference. Take all of this, bring it all together. Allow your whole body to come alive, your mind, your body, your soul, everything. Emotionalize it, anchor it. What I mean by anchoring it is take a deep breath in and maybe clench your fists or stretch your arms up in the air and allow yourself to feel this in every part of your body. Because the more you do this, the more you'll feel wonderful, the more you'll be able to access this. Because greatness comes in many forms. But for me, two of the greatest things that you can do is see where you want to go and hear it and feel it and be compelled to move towards it. And then the second thing you can do is recognize that in every moment, in every day, you always have a choice between what happens, the stimulants, and the response. Practice this every day and see the difference it makes to your life. My 365 is about you becoming the inspired person, you becoming someone who you want to follow. This takes training and time and energy and commitment, but it's worth it. Thank you for your time today. Do this every day and let's take you and your life to a whole new level. Let's help you become the hero in your own life.